You know, the concept of identity and the concept of a purpose in life for so many of us, when we find that we're good at something and others recognize that we're good at something, that becomes part of what we view as who we are. So for you to be as successful as you were on such a stage, to have that in a sense taken away from you, I mean, I imagine faith was a really significant part of reminding you who you still were without that.
Absolutely. And faith is a journey. It is a process, and it's a process of continuing to surrender and continuing to learn more about the nature and the heart of Jesus and the nature of God. And that's been a difficult process for me. I mean, I've gone through, you know, I've been a very prideful person in my past, and where all the accolades were given and all of it went to my head, and the Lord had to break that in me. He did it through injury. And, you know, I've been the guy who's fallen into the illusion of greatness where, you know, I define everything through the eyes of the world and how they define greatness, which typically comes down to money and power and position. And when you do that, you really get a contrary, picture of the purpose that God really has for you and that He's really intended for you. And you really become very hard on yourself when you're not living up to the standards of the world. But when you are able to surrender that and understand that greatness is he who runs after the Lord with all of his heart every single day. And when we step back in our lives and take a deep breath and breathe him in and focus on how can we be great for the Lord today? How can we end this day looking back and saying, you know what, I laid it all out for him today. But whether it's the chores you do at home, whether it's how you treat your children or your friends or your husbands or your wives, I mean, it all revolves around what true greatness is. And so that's been a difficult lesson for me. And I praise God that I'm going through it, though, because the more I learn about that, the more I realize that I've had it wrong for a long time, and I want to start getting it right.